Time now for your letters. First, a correction. In our letters segment 2 weeks ago, Scott Simon misstated the title of a new novel by author Lori Moore. The title is A Gate at the Stairs. Last Saturday, Scott gave us a preview of a series of stories by Leanne Hansen on Michigan's Upper Peninsula that ran on Sunday. Scott described the Upper Peninsula, known as the UP, as the thumb in Michigan's glove shape. That drew dozens of letters, like this one from Barbara Schmidt of Manchester, Michigan. You must have heard from 1,000 Michigan listeners by now. The state of Michigan is made up of two mittens. Place your right-hand palm facing you with the thumb facing east. That's the Lower Peninsula. The thumb is the part of the Lower Peninsula that juts into Lake Huron. Now place your left hand palm facing you with the left pinky finger touching the right middle finger and the thumb pointing north. The whole left hand is the Upper Peninsula. Scott's traveling on assignment this week, but he left behind this message. I apologize for misidentifying Michigan's Upper Peninsula as a thumb. As so many listeners inform me, it's more like the hat on a glove, if gloves wore hats. I'm especially embarrassed because, as a Chicagoan, I should know better. Scott's chat last week with NPR's Tom Goldman about the American League pennant race drew some mixed responses from Boston Red Sox fans. Andy Wall of Harrison, Maine wrote, Mr. Goldman commented that the Yanks have dominated the rivalry so much this year. Well, I guess Tom decided to overlook the stats that, as of Saturday, the Red Sox have won 9 out of the 16 games during their matchups with the Yankees this season. The greatest number of comments on our website came in response to a story by NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty on a ritual practiced by some Orthodox Jews that includes waving a chicken 3 times over one's head. There were many who shared the view of listener Julie Smythe, who wrote, We have freedom of religion in this country. However, that freedom stops when religious practices cause injury or death to living beings. This abuse of chickens is cruel. Other comments defended the practice. Listener Harry Hudson wrote, We, the Orthodox Jews, are the keepers of the old traditional way of Judaism. We follow the laws and the customs of the Torah and its holy sages all throughout our existence. True that according to halakha, one can use money instead of chickens, but the Shulchan Aruch states that if possible, one should take a chicken and watch it being slaughtered so to be reminded that you deserve the same for your sins. There's absolutely nothing cruel about this whatsoever. We welcome your comments. Go to the new NPR.org and click on the Contact the Show link, or go to the comments section you'll find within each story. This is NPR News.